This episode is sponsored by Your Xbox Expert.
Welcome to Your Xbox Expert podcast, where we provide expatriate services to individuals and companies moving abroad in an educational environment with an informative voice, helping you feel confident and, more importantly, prepared. As you prepare to take this journey to study, work, volunteer, or retire abroad, subscribe to Your Xbox Expert podcast to minimize the nobody told me or I didn't know moments. Now let's begin with a smoother transition. On today's show, we will be discussing how to continue your daily life responsibilities by using technology and communication when traveling abroad. Today we have Mr. Ed Roseman, who's traveled a lot, where his wife and daughter lived overseas in a different country, where he was taking care of his dad in the U.S. while managing his business in the U.S. while being in another country with his family. So I'll let you explain that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, Tiffany. My wife and daughter at the time, in two-year increments, lived overseas. I lived in the States, but traveled to stay with them kind of extended periods of time, anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks at a time, overseas, about 3 to 4 times a year, but still had to take care of my business here stateside and also care for my dad, who at the time was in his 90s. So it was a communicational challenge, to say the least. Everything from just how to stay connected with challenging time zone differences. So we came up with a series of little tricks and technologies that we used, and it turned out pretty well. We stayed pretty well pretty well together, pretty tight communication between ourselves, and little things came up that we didn't really think about ahead of time. Was sharing documentation, medical records, insurance, handling tax forms, everything associated with everything that would be normally easy to do if everybody were in the same room, but
or even the same country.
We're in the same country. There you go. But because we share different time zones, different parts of the world. It became very challenging. Just the fatigue of being awake at night, things like that. But we cobbled together a number of little services that helped us out, and did our very best to kind of mesh it into our family life at the time. And I think it worked out pretty well.
Okay. So obviously, like you mentioned, communication had to be a center point of everything. So how did you do it for business, for personal, for healthcare, for all the different forms of communication that you need for those different degrees, I
sure,
guess?
Sure, sure. Well, first off, business, my business is web development and marketing, a lot of online services. So that made it easier to handle. It was a little difficult setting up appointments and taking care of customer clientele. Of course, I had to adhere to their day schedule.
Right.
One of the countries my family lived in was a 12-hour difference. So literally, I would have to schedule a 2 o'clock appointment and have to wake up at 2 a.m. to take care of that 2 o'clock appointment. And I would use Skype, or voice over IP was a big deal. We had a VoIP phone number in the home. So I used the telephone most of the time. Every now and then, we needed a video chat because it was a meeting in a room, but most often it was voice over IP. So the server was online, I could work any time of the day, and in fact it was, to some degree, it was a little impressive that I would work technically overnight for them, which was my daytime, so it was very easy to do. But the communication part, checking in, checking out, emails, voice over IP was very big. I don't know how we could have pulled off a lot of that without the voice over IP.
And what is voice over IP?
Voice over IP is a telephone, but that uses the internet instead of using a local phone service.
Okay.
So, you know, the concept of long distance doesn't really exist.
Okay.
As long as you get to the internet, you can make a phone call. And we had a local phone number. So someone could literally pick up their cell phone and dial, you know, a Maryland exchange, a 301 or a 240 exchange, and the phone would ring in Cambodia.
Okay.
And as long as I'm there to expect the call, and I pick it up on, you know, one or two rings, they wouldn't notice anything. It would just sound basically like I was in Maryland.
Okay.
And they incurred no additional charges, things like that. So it felt fairly normal and transparent to them. And a number of cases, I don't even know if they knew I was overseas. So, yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
Okay. And then for personal and health, how did you communicate? You did for your business with the voiceover IP. How did you communicate with personal, taking care of your dad, as well as healthcare and everything? How did you do that?
Well, the voiceover IP worked for my wife and I as well, so I could dial her when I'm stateside, and I could get them as long as I knew and just kind of gauged what time of day they'd be at home, and that worked big time. And of course, we use a little more video conferencing and video chat because we like to see each other.
Right.
But when I was there, I could make phone calls back home, of course, to my dad. But there was an element of control that I needed because he was in his 90s. He was pretty self-sufficient, but I kept an eye on him at all times, making sure there was, you know, the prescriptions were filled, making sure the heat in the house was at the proper temperature, or the cooling in the house at the proper temperature, and making sure he made it to the refrigerator, and he opened and closed that refrigerator 2-3 times a day.
And how did you monitor that?
The temperature, I use a Nest. We use a digital thermostat, a smart thermostat. And from my smartphone, I can connect to it, and I can adjust the temperature. When he traveled, when he was away and no one's in the home, I could literally log into the house and then just set it for away mode, and nothing would come on. It would not maintain, you know, a normal living temperature. It would, you know, save us a lot of money. But I'd use a smart thermostat for the temperature. I had a little open-close sensor on the refrigerator, so whenever the refrigerator would open, I would get a text or an email or a notification.
That's smart.
And yeah, that just let me know he was eating.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that. You know, sometimes, you know, older you get, you just don't eat. And that alerted me to the fact that he was moving and everything was fine. Also had a camera in the living room.
Okay.
It was just for security purposes, although I did kind of peek in from time to time. I don't like to invade, you know, his privacy and things like that. But so there was no camera in his room or anything like that. I think perhaps if he were a little more dependent physically, I probably would have done something like that. But because he wasn't, I think that was an intrusion, so we didn't quite use that. Although, for security purposes, I would look in, front door was closed, you know, the windows were not
broken.
The basics,
right.
Yeah, nobody had been in there other than him, so everything was fine. So that was the control.
Yes, you answered the question. And the last one, I'm curious, entertainment.
Well, entertainment. We, being in... It was Cambodia at the time,
right?
And there's not a lot of American-based television, radio, music. There's a little bit of music, but entertainment. When we wanted to have movie night, it's tough. Mm-hmm. You can do it, but it's tough. I had set up in the house a server in my house stateside on my computer, and that server had software on it that allowed us to play the movies that we own. So we would put those movies on the computer itself, and this and music, of course, as well. And this little software, it would be on an iPad or another computer or smartphone. It allowed us to tap into our home network and play back music, home videos as well, because we took our own home videos on our camera and we could always play them back. So if we wanted to have movie night, we had access to all the movies that we owned at home overseas.
Yeah.
As long as we had, you know, a strong enough internet connection, we played it back on the pad, we played it back on the TV set. So that was always fun.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I thank you for the interview.
Of course.
And thank you for coming on the show, and hopefully we'll be doing business in the future.
Sounds great. All right. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Your X-Spot Expert podcast, We would love to hear about your international experience. Email us your story to yourexpatexpert@gmail.com. Enjoy your journey because your new life is about to begin. Mm-hmm.